2014, Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula. That same year, Russian special operations forces seized Donetsk and Luhansk, two key cities in the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine, and established pro-Russian puppet regimes there to further destabilize Ukraine. Media, academic and general coverage of the war on Europe's threshold was met with shock, disbelief and bizarre debates about the might of the Russian Federation. An article from Germany suggested that the Russian Federation is morally bankrupt. Despite the BRICS summit and the self-reproach of its political leadership and the world's hope of finally making peace with the evil Western powers, Russia is not a 7-meter-tall, high-rise jumping, or self-proclaimed nation. A German writer compares Russia to Prussia, recalling the history of Tsar Catherine, the vastness and wealth of the Russian Federation. In the good old German tradition, he rides on the riches of the Russian Federation. He speaks of wandering gold, and diamonds, and wealth beyond anyone's imagination. The wealth of Russia cited so euphorically by the German writer flows into the coffers of the regime which has accounts in the West. The average Russian sees nothing of that wealth. Fun fact. Catherine the Great, who was German from the Pomeranian descendant Princess Sophie of Anhalt-Zerbst, came to power by overthrowing her husband, Peter III, who was born in Kiel, Germany. Increasing demands from the state and private landowners intensified the exploitation of slave labor, resulting in riots and rebellions. He was deposed and his rightful successor assassinated. Such was the case with democracy in Russia.